Oh, hey. Oh, here, wait up. Hi. I was just gonna ask what you were doing for Father's Day. Oh, that's nice. Do your parents babysit often? That makes sense. I mean, I'm only a teacher's assistant, so I'm rarely ever dealing with students on my own. I usually have the actual teacher there with me, and kids are still hard. I can't imagine doing it on my own. So it's good that you've got your parents and that they're going to give you a little bit of a break towards the later half of Father's Day. Of course, you'll probably get the super secret Father's Day gift we worked on in class today. You'll probably get that in the morning, and kids trying to make breakfast and you hoping they don't burn the house down. Yeah. I'm not really doing anything. Yeah, my dad lives way out of state. I mean, it was only a couple years ago. I think I moved out here when I turned 19, when I want to pursue teaching. It was the college I got into. It was out here, and I said, why not? And I got all my stuff, and I moved. No boyfriend. No girlfriend, either. Just me. Hey, so I was wondering if... I mean, I don't want to intrude on your alone time for Father's Day, but I've seen what a great dad you are to your kid, and I can't imagine how hard it is to do it alone. So I was thinking maybe if you wanted a little adult company, we could hang out and do something. My treat, of course. I can take you to dinner, or I could rent a movie for us to watch. Or if you just want to stay home, I could even just drop by your place and, you know, bring you dinner from somewhere. Again, I don't want to intrude, I just... Really? Yeah. No, I'd love to. Oh, here, will you write down my number and then you can text me? And if you decide against it, just don't text me. No pressure. Great. Well, I'm assuming we'll talk tonight or tomorrow sometime. Make plans. Oh, here's your kiddo. All right. Remember, Father's Day is Sunday. Don't show him the gift early. All right, I'll see you on Monday, kid. Bye, you too. Hi, happy Father's Day! How did you like the gift? So cute, right? How's your morning been? Did you get a homemade breakfast in bed, or? Well, it's a thought that counts. when do you get your kiddo back? Oh, nice. So you've got quite some time. I know gas prices are kind of crazy right now, so I figured that we could carpool to dinner, and I'll drive. That way you don't have to worry about anything. You can be the passenger princess for once. Great. And don't worry, my car gets great gas mileage. I bought it when I knew I was going to move because, you know, can't use my parents' car anymore to get to and from school if I'm states away. So I got a car, and she's a perfect little commuter car. I'm still paying off my loan, but that's why I'm working. So, well, that and to get the experience, of course. Two birds, one stone, right? All right, and she gets great gas mileage. So again, you don't have to worry about it. I will handle getting us to dinner. I will pay for your dinner, and then I'll bring you back nice and early so you're here before your kiddos get home. You are more than welcome. It's kind of heartbreaking seeing the kids that don't really have good parental figures in their lives. So, seeing your kid and how well you take care of him, and I always overhear him telling his friends about all the fun stuff he did, and I can tell that you put a lot of effort into making sure that your kid knows they're loved. And you work hard, you know, you have to support a family on your own. Dads deserve more appreciation, especially single ones. You hear a lot about single moms, and you hear almost nothing about single dads. And I won't even get into why. Yeah. I just wanted you to know that I appreciate you and wanted to make sure you didn't feel alone. Yeah. Ask away. I mean, it doesn't have to be a date. Do you want it to be a date? I mean, I wouldn't mind. Oh, yeah. Didn't think about the age difference there. I'm 22. I'll be 23 in 2 months, if that helps. And again, it doesn't have to be a date. You know, I really just meant to, you know, make sure you weren't, yeah. No, I don't know what, like 30? No, I wouldn't mind. I mean, you're attractive. I don't really care if you're 30 or 40 or whatever. I mean, I'm an adult. I can make smart decisions about who I spend time with, you know? Plus, it's not like you're the one who pursued me. Not saying I'm pursuing you, per se. See what I did there? No, I didn't make reservations. I thought we'd just walk in. Oh, shoot, it's Father's Day. It's gonna be so busy. Shit, I'm sorry. Why is it a good thing? Did you want to, like, just box noodles? Because I'll make you box noodles if you have them. I just... Oh. No, not at all. Like I said, you are incredibly attractive. I just don't want you to feel like I was being inappropriate as one of your kids' teachers. I don't mind if we do dinner afterwards. We don't even have to do dinner at all. And I did say I just wanted to make you feel appreciated and, you know, make sure you weren't lonely today. If that would make you feel appreciated, I'd be more than happy to. I'm just saying, you know, you're so hot, it totally makes sense that someone would get knocked up by you. Not knocked up like that. I don't even know the situation. I just, you're hot, and, stop it! Oh my god! Okay, well, maybe I was a little too busy studying, so I'm not used to sleeping around with handsome older men, okay? you gotta give me a break here. Or don't. Wait, don't leave Hickey. I teach like 30 kids a day. You can't leave Hickey. No, I don't own any turtlenecks. I'm not an old lady. Oh, fuck, Daddy. What? What did I say? You know I didn't mean it like as, like father, right? I just meant that's like the sexy kink thing. Oh my god. Did I just fuck this up? No? Oh, thank fucking god. Because you are a total daddy. It's one of my biggest kinks. God, I can't even think straight. It's a good thing you're okay with it, because I don't think I would have been able to stop myself. Careful. Oh, my God. The last time I made out with someone on a couch, I was like 20. It was right after I moved here for school, and they were so bad at kissing. They were so bad at kissing. No, I didn't lose my virginity to him, trust me. If you can't even get past kissing, what am I going to do with the rest of you, right? Thank God. Thank God you're someone with experience. You really want to know? Well, no one. I'm serious. I've never gone that far with someone before. Like I said, I was busy studying. I wanted to be a teacher, and I wanted to get out of the house and start my career and impact the lives of children, and I don't know, I never met anyone that I wanted to lose it to. Yeah.
and tell you. I mean, you don't have to. Is me being a virgin going to be a problem? Oh, fuck. Holy shit, your heart. Oh, my God. Yeah, grind that bulge into me, daddy. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, your mouth feels so good. Oh, bite them. Oh, bite them just a little bit. Oh, fuck, daddy, yes. Yes. Fuck. Oh, my God. Wait. Can I be the one to take them off for you? I mean, it's Father's Day. I'm supposed to be making your life easier. I can't burden you with making you whip out your own cock, right? I mean, not that you're whipping out someone else's, just I want to do it. It's fucking perfect. Are you kidding? Yeah, I do love daddy of cock. Should I suck it now? I apparently have a bad gag reflex. Okay. I'll do my best, daddy. Oh, fuck, daddy. I think I just tasted a little pre-cum. Oh, are you kidding? I fucking love it. It's so hot. Am I doing okay? You promise you're not just lying to me? It's okay if I need pointers or more practice. Okay. So glad, daddy. I just want to make you feel good. Mm-hmm.
Do you like going to the gym, or are you just as strong from years of picking up your kiddo? All of it? Yeah, I'll take it off. Do you want me to do it like sexy striptease? You want to watch from the front or from the back? Here. Let's do it from the back. I'll just bend over a little and pull them down slowly. Wiggle my hips. Gotta give you a show, right? Since we're not going to the movies anymore, we definitely won't have time after this. Oh, fuck. I could feel my panties getting wet while I was sucking your cock. How bad is it, Daddy? Oh, oh, fuck. I've never done this before, remember? Here, you hold my hips, and I'll just lower myself down onto your cock. I feel like it should go any easier than that. Yeah. Like. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I'm more than okay, Daddy. Oh, fuck, that wasn't so much easier when you were guiding me. Thank you. Oh, fuck, I love this. Oh, I fucking love sex, holy shit. Just feeling full of your cock and just grinding on it. It's making my clit feel so good. What? If I bounce on it? Oh, no, that makes sense. Of course, bouncing on it would feel better than me just grinding on it. Here, can I, let's see how I can brace myself. Will you keep your hands on my hips? I feel more confident with you guiding me. Thank you. You really mean it? Oh, fuck. No, it's perfect. Fuck, your cock is so perfect, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Daddy.
Oh, fuck. Spank me harder, Daddy. Spank me harder. I'm such a bad girl. I'm such a bad girl. I'm fucking the father of one of my students on Father's Day. I hope you can all make your card, you know. Yes. Oh, I love your cock. I love your cock so much, Daddy. Am I doing okay? Hey, do I need to strangle faster? Is this okay? I just want to make you feel good. I just want to make you feel good, Daddy. Oh my god. My knees are getting so tired. Oh, you just feel too good. My tits fucking bouncing in your face. Oh, fuck. Oh, my god. Daddy. Oh, fuck, you're strong. What the fuck? Was I not going fast enough? I was trying to bounce on it so that you wouldn't have to do the work to come. But, fuck. Oh my god. Daddy, please. Fuck. We're not gonna break a couch, are we? I can pay for dinner and a movie, but I can't pay to replace a couch. Oh my god. Oh fuck. You should be worried about doing that. I'll do it for you, Daddy. I'll touch myself for you. I just want you to feel good. I just want you to come inside me. No, I'm not on birth control. I told you I'm a virgin. Why would I be on birth control? Why'd you stop? Wait, Daddy, no, don't pull out. Wait. Why'd you stop? Is it because I'm not on birth control? I can take a plan B afterwards. Or you can just come inside me and we'll see. I mean, it's not guaranteed I'll get pregnant. I know it sounds stupid, but I really like your kiddo, and you're really handsome and really nice, and you make me feel really good. Maybe if I do get pregnant, then we'll just, I don't know. Fuck, I feel so stupid. I totally ruined this, didn't I? I do, totally. Yeah, I didn't. Daddy, that look in your eye. Oh, fuck, you look like you're gonna fucking wreck me. Do you want me to talk more about it? Does it turn you on? Me offering for you to come in me raw and get me pregnant on Father's Day? You fucking like that, don't you, Daddy? Wait, keep fucking me, don't you dare pull out. Yes, it's okay, you can come inside, Daddy, you can come inside me. Oh, fuck. Yeah, oh, fuck. talk. More dirty talk. Oh, fuck, Daddy, I love you. Perfect fucking cock. I want you to get me pregnant. I want you to come inside me and get me pregnant, please. Please, Daddy, please. When I look so cute pregnant, cute, young, pregnant little thing. Am I doing okay? Fuck. You'd be my first and you'd get me pregnant. My first time having sex and I'd get knocked out from it. Every time you see me during pickup, you know what you did to me. And then you could invite me over and we could do it again and again and again just to make sure it stuck. And I promise I'd let you fuck me all the time if you just get me pregnant. Now, oh, fuck, you're so deep. Oh, are you coming? Oh, fuck, yes, come. I want all your cum, Daddy, please. Please drain those balls inside me. I don't know how long it's been since you've had sex with someone. But I fucking love you and your cock, Daddy. I fucking love your cock. I want every last drop. I want every last drop. I need to get pregnant. I need you to get me pregnant. I need you, Daddy. I need you. I need you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, no. Oh, my God, are you kidding? I'm more than okay. Oh, my God, I feel great. I feel like I'm high. Oh, Daddy. Thank you. You know, I came over here, and I was hoping to just make your Father's Day special, and that you wouldn't have to do any of the work, and here I made you teach me everything, and I feel like I made you do way too much work to fuck me. I should have just kept going, writing you. I feel bad. I didn't make you... I wasn't a burden, was I? You actually enjoyed it? It's been that long since you had sex. Oh, damn, you really did need a break. Well, a break and a little appreciation. Do you feel appreciated, Daddy? Oh, fuck. You're such a good kisser. I feel like I could kiss you forever. Sex always that good? Here I came over trying to make your Father's Day special, and then you ended up making my day special by taking my virginity, and oh my God, it was fucking perfect. Oh, shit. I didn't realize that would happen. Could you get me, like a towel or something? Like a paper towel? Your cum's just spilling out of me, and I don't want to ruin your couch. Oh my god. Just look at it though. Oh my god. Would it be totally weird of me if I tasted it? I don't know. I don't know what you consider normal or sexy or not. I don't want to fuck things up by being a total weirdo virgin. Look at you while I do it. Okay. It's kind of salty. Not in a bad way, just... Oh no, I was expecting it to taste bad. It doesn't. It's just a little salty. And the texture's so weird. Oh, you're gonna feed some to me on your finger? You know, usually I'd, depending on the grade I'm teaching, I tell kids that we don't put our fingers in our friends' mouths, but I think for you I'll make an exception. I'm gonna have to have sex again because I turned you on again. Well, I didn't mean have to, like, obligated to. I'm more like asking. How long do you need before you can go again? I mean, I'll have to work on my stamina, but that'll be a long-term goal. But I was thinking maybe I could just have you lay back and I can practice my blowjob skills. That way you get to orgasm without having to do anything at all this time. I can wait 10 minutes. Is that really all you need and then you can go again? No. No, you can like come once per round. Man or woman. Wait, why do guys need a break but women can come back to back? I've never come back to back. If you wanted to, I'd let you try. I think I'd try anything once if it was with you. I mean, how could I say no to a handsome daddy like you? Thank you.